Welcome to A Call to Lead at LifeScience.org, where we explore the leadership journeys of life science entrepreneurs shaping the future of healthcare. I'm David Kirk, my guests this week.
I'm Ros Deegan. I'm CEO of OMass Therapeutics based in Oxford.
I'm James, CEO of Lab Genius Therapeutics.
Hi, I'm Dominic Schumacher. I'm the CEO of Tubulus.
In the many conversations we've had with our CEOs, we've learned that everyone in our community has a very personal story, a why behind what they've chosen to do. So I'd love to know, what called you to lead?
I always liked the practical side of science. So when I was about 16, I thought I would do some work experience, and I decided to do work experience in our local vet. And I think that I assumed that I would be doing something like cleaning a rabbit hutch. But I found myself holding the paw of a black Labrador that was about to be castrated. And I passed out before the dog did. So that ruled out medicine. It ruled out being a vet from my perspective. But I still wanted to be doing something that could have a more tangible impact on people's lives. And where I found myself in drug discovery.
I grew up in a medical household, helping people as part of what you do and how you think about the world was kind of ingrained in me from day zero. I think my dad always wanted me to be a doctor, and he said, look, come along for work experience to the hospital. I didn't realize it at the time, but he sort of sent me in with the expert in running colonoscopies. And 8 hours later, you know, I emerged from that room, you know, with just one absolute clear conviction, which was I did not want to be a doctor. I think the thing that always has inspired me is the fact that, you know, if you're innovating at the cutting edge of biology and science, that's the thing that kind of set me out on this route and ultimately set me on this path to build Lab Genius.
Obviously, having with my father a role model that was just enjoying what he did, I think he's an amazing leader, but also never putting any pressure on us what we want to do. He had a lot, he was spent, I don't know how he did it, but somehow he was always spending a lot of time with us and still creating these companies. But actually that was really driving something. You know, I was like, okay, I want to create a company as well. Naive, totally naive, because I didn't know what it means, but it was really, that was my main goal.
We're grateful at LifeScience.org to have built a community of over 400 life science CEOs. The conversations in our community, stories of conviction, navigating challenges, and making bold decisions inspire us every week. Now we're sharing those stories with the world. Listen to A Call to Lead at LifeScience.org on Apple, Spotify, and wherever good podcasts are available. See you there.